Bible this morning, try to preach a little bit in the book of 1 Peter. And 1 Peter chapter 1, if you got the Bible with you, 1 Peter chapter number 1. And we'll start reading at verse number 18. First Peter 1:18, the Bible said, Peter writing, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, what manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God." I like just that wording right there. "Who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith might and hope might be in God, seeing you have purified your souls and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto the unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which was by the gospel is preached unto you." And so Peter's writing here about spiritual things. If I could say, if I had a title for this little thought this morning, it'd be "Why I'm Born Again." Why I'm born again. It's not by the flesh. The flesh can't bring the new birth. The flesh cannot bring what God says a man needs. In fact, he said the flesh is like grass. When grass begins to come up and spring forth, it's nice looking at that time. But in time, the grass is cut down. In time, the grass withers. In time, the grass falls. But thank God, friend, amen, the word of the Lord, it never will fade. It never will fall. It never will be any different than what it is now. I'm different than what I was 10 years ago in the flesh. Amen. God hadn't changed, but I have. And I want to say that when a man trusts in any fleshly things, the God of heaven, then he'll not inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is within us. It's by the new birth. It's by being born again. I know them common words in the Baptist church. If they're a true Baptist church, that you must be born again. And I realize this morning that new birth is an act of God in the heart of an individual that hears the gospel. For the gospel has to be preached. For a man to hear the gospel and be born again. It's not, my friend, by God man's power. It's not by religion. It's not by this man trying to be a Christian. It's by the act of God in a broken heart and bringing that man to the very end of himself. For a sinner that don't come to the end of himself, he'll still try to perform religious works and live in the flesh. But it's going to take the Holy Ghost to bring that man out of his dead state, out of his carnal life, amen, and birth in him the nature of God, that this man might know God by faith, because he heard the word of God, because God came where he is at, because God got his heart. It was a word that was preached unto you. Thank God that got a hold of you and brought you out of death unto life and made you a new creature in Christ. And without the active workings of God, a man will not be saved this morning. No other way a man can be saved but by the divine works of a sovereign God upon a dead sinner that's depraved, that's totally corrupt, knows not God. If you read these verses this morning, it's just packed with Bible truth, that we're not redeemed with corruptible things, that salvation cannot be bought by silver or gold, and God, it can't be purchased by anything mankind could put his hand to, that it's an act and work of God, that mankind is stripped of everything he trusts in, whether it be his religion, whether it be his works, whether it be his goodness, whether it be his my friend, his rules, he's got to be stripped completely of everything. And God, a lot of people's got to be stripped of pride because they're so proud. Thank God, of their own self, and they think they've arrived. They think that they've done something that God would accept. That God won't accept nothing of your hands. Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to the cross I cling. It's not by works of righteousness a man's done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration, renewing of the Holy Ghost. It's not, my friend, this morning, you being a good man or a good woman, that'll get you into God's heaven. It's not by religion. It's not going to church. It's not being baptized. Amen. Whether it's by sprinkling or immersion, we know baptism is by immersion, but immersion in the water will not take away sin. You're not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee. Thank God, he took that man by the hand and he received strength in his own ankle bones, and he rose up and walked and went to the temple leaping and praising God for that what Jesus had done for him. Thank God. And so we know the blood, thank God, this morning, that came from the Lamb of God that was slain in the mind of God before the world began. Amen. The country, thank God, had already been set up in the mind of God before, thank God, there's ever a man in the world, that he was the Lamb of God slain before the foundation of the world. But in time he was born in a manger, thank God, and went to an old rugged cross 33 years later and gave himself for us. Died on an old rugged tree. Thank God, died, my friend, thank God, the Savior of the world, but he died with sin upon him. It wasn't his, but it was ours. For he knew no sin, but we're the sinner, and we need forgiveness. And so he gave himself. The blood was shed. It wasn't spilt. It didn't stain. Amen. It was pure blood. Amen. Praise God. The blood was shed. Thank God that he could take away your sin. And brother, he not only shed his blood to take, he could. He done it that he would. Amen. And so he shed his blood. Thank God, friend, it's not by the corruptible religion of that day. It's not by flesh and blood. It's not by circumcision. It's not by that rule that the Jews had that they had circumcised their child of the 8th day and put the knife to that male child, which was a marked friend of circumcision. Thank God. It wasn't that. It was not what that man could do. It's what God does. That's why it's so hard for you this morning. Thank God, to give yourself to God. Because you want to help God this morning. You want to help God get saved. You want to help God save yourself. But one of the greatest verses in the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. How can a man know this unless God teaches him this? For the Bible said, them that are taught of God believe God. When God teaches a man, he believes God. Amen. I can't teach you this. What I'm preaching this morning, I can't give it to you. I'm preaching that God might give it to you. I can't save you. I can't even thank God help you get saved. Amen. Nobody can save themselves. Amen. Thank God, friend, if somebody was drowning today in the Atlantic Ocean, amen. Thank God, I'm telling you, friend, they can't help themselves. I can't help them. Amen. I'm telling you, there'll have to be somebody, thank God, that's got enough ability to get in the water and get them out of the water. I'm telling you, thank God, there's only one that's got the ability this morning to get you out of sin and get you out of death, my friend, destruction.
and to get you out of hell. Thank God in his name, Jesus, because he came in the world to save sinners. Thank God, Paul said, of whom I'm chief. And I'm telling you this morning, young man, thank God, cling to him. Amen. Thank God, praise him. Thank God, worship him. Amen. Do whatever he puts in your heart. I'm telling you, thank God, it can't be by the works of man. Thank God, Peter said, it's not by that, it's by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. That's right. What's the blood mean? Well, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission. If there's no shed blood, there's no salvation. If there's no shed blood, there's no forgiveness. Who would ever come up with a plan? Thank God, before the world began, that somebody had to die and give their blood for your forgiveness. Amen. Think about that. The blood was had to be put on the doorpost. And that day in Egypt when God killed every god they had. Amen. Took them down. 10 of them got God knocked down. Amen. Pharaoh. Amen. He got my friend after the Israelites. God drowned him too. Amen. He was set up for that purpose, friend. To show the power of God on him. Amen. God showed his power. He said, I took clay. And I made Moses and I made Pharaoh. Amen. I'm telling you one thing. Thank God this morning. God, amen. Thank God, he'll destroy the wicked. Amen. That's right. That's right. Somebody said that's a mean God to destroy what he made. I'm going to tell you one thing, son. God ain't fair. God's just. Amen. He do what he wants. He's just. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm telling you, mankind's a sinner. Thank God, sin, my friend, damns a man. Thank God, unbelief damns a man. He's already condemned. Amen. Because of his unbelief. I'm telling you, Jesus said, if you knew who I was, thank God you'd ask of me, and I'd give you life everlasting. Amen. That's right. You know why you won't ask him? You don't know who he is. That's right. I didn't know who he was till he showed me who he was. Amen. I thought he was that Sunday school God that we learned in Sunday school. Thank God for Sunday school. You ought to bring your children to Sunday school. Thank God for Sunday school. That's what they learn about him. Thank God for church. I'm glad you're not sticking, which we wouldn't do it anyway. We're not sticking children off in some other room while a man of God's preaching the Word of God. We ain't doing that, friend. This is a family church. Amen. That's right. It's family church. That's right. Children selling a few. Thank God for children that sung this morning. Amen. They learned something. Amen. They seeking God in something. Amen. They ain't stuck off. Thank God getting a puppet show. Amen. That's right. People get mad at me preaching against that. Have I done you, friend? I'm just preaching the truth. Thank God, friend, they ain't never know such a thing in the Word of God. That's just things people come up with. That's just how they want to get more people. Thank God, we'll give them a cupcake or a hamburger. I'm telling you, I want to give you the gospel. I'll feed you, and I'm telling you, I'd rather give you the gospel. The only thing that saves the gospel. Thank God, the gospel is given. Thank God that a man might be saved. Amen. That's right. Amen. Thank God, are you saved? That's right. I said, I'm a Christian this morning. I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. That's right. He said, boy, I like that Acts 11, don't you? Where'd they call them Christians first in Antioch? What were they doing to get that title? As a sinner with the church. How would I say I'm a Christian? What would back that up? Huh? You wouldn't believe I played for the Panthers, did you? They wouldn't have nobody 59 years old that can't have a run no more. Amen. Well, what if I said I was? That don't make me a Panther player.
Right.
Amen. Why does a man say he's a Christian if he ain't living for him? Ain't that right? Your life back's more than what you say. That's right. Praise God. Been born again. Amen. Listen. Thank God, I was born in the Norma Heights and Joel Heights family in November 25th, 1959. Amen, buddy. I tell you what. That's why I got some features like them. Thank God, because I came from them.
Right.
That's right. That was a corruptible seed I came from. You know, everybody's kin.
Yep.
Y'all come from Adam.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
That's right, buddy. Every human that walks in the world, you say, I don't like to hear that. Well, God help you. It's because you got a lot of pride about yourself. Amen. That's right, son. Amen. I'm going to tell you, listen, you go to the sons of Noah, I understand that, and every race come, and people come from the Noah, but I'm telling you, go back further than that, it came from Adam. Every man come from Adam, he was made in the image of God. Amen. He said, thank God that he created us. And brother, I'm telling you, you know why? Thank God, because I'm going to tell you one thing that every man has in the family of Adam is they're a sinner. That's right. Amen. Every man that's born in the Adamic race is a sinner this morning. He's a lost sinner. He's a hell-bound sinner. He's a hell-deserving sinner. Amen, buddy. You're a hell-deserving sinner. You ought to be in hell. And you might go there. If you don't get born again and saved, you'll go to hell. I'm telling you this morning, ain't got every man in the same condition. He needs to be born again. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the Bible said, not a corruptible seed. I'm not going because of the corruptible seed. I'm going because he said the incorruptible seed.
Right.
The seed is the Word of God. Amen. He said that right there. He said, by the Word of God, which is preaching you. And he said this here in the Scripture. He said, but it by the Word of God, which lives in the mind forever. See, the Word of God is what quickens you. It's got to have spirit power on it to quicken you to make you a child of God. Amen. I tell you, you say, what are you, preacher? I'm a child of God. I've done you, praise God. I've been born again. And buddy, there are really living proof, amen, that I've been born again. Amen. That's why, what's the living proof? Thank God, a new nature. What's the living proof? A new creature. What's the living proof? New desires. Amen. It blessed me to hear her testify this morning. It blessed me to hear you tell about Miss Leonard getting born again. It brought a tear to my eye. I never have met her. Thank God, I'm glad she got in. That's right. I'll tell you another thing. She said, how do you know you're a Christian? Thank God, because Christ is in me. Amen. I got the witness on the inside, but there's manifestations on the outside. Thank God, I love the church. Amen. I ain't talking about the building, even though I like it pretty good. I'm talking about the people that's in it. Amen. I'll ask y'all a question. Don't you answer this. Who's your best friend? Outside of Jesus. Jesus is the very best friend any man's going to ever have. He's the only man that knows everything about you and still loves you. If you knew everything about me and I knew everything about you, you'd have a little drawback. Oh yeah, don't get too self-righteous because you know that's right. Amen. Ain't nobody wants their mind put on the board because the devil put things in your mind you'll think on a while and it's bad. But I'm telling you what, God didn't save, He's ultimately going to save your body, but He hadn't saved it yet. That's why you still battle it. Amen. You think some of these Wesleyans and Methodists that say they hadn't sinned in 20 years and he saved their body, but they will. They'll be able to say that when they get to heaven, not now. Amen. That's right. But who would you say your best friend? And I mean, really, when you get down alive and the people you commune with and the people you hang around, I tell you what, friend, they'll prove what you are. I'm going to tell you what, it's impossible. Listen to me. It's impossible. For anybody that professes to know God and live for God and hang around the world all the time that curses and drinks and lives like the devil, and God don't deal with your heart, you'd feel like you're the dirtiest rotten dog there is. I can get around people that just curse, and it feels like I'm filthy from just hearing their mouth. But how in the world can you name the name of God and say I'm a Christian? And I know a guy right now, I'd like to go to him and I'd say, you're a hypocrite. When you're around me, you won't talk about the Bible. When you get around them, you want to curse with them. That's hypocrisy. Don't claim it, walk it. Your walk speaks louder than your words. What you do has a whole lot more impact than what you say. He that saith, I know him and keepeth all his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And I'm telling you what, friend, when I got born in this world, it didn't take me long to do what the flesh does. The only thing that kept me from going off the deep end of flesh, and I mean I went about as far as my mama would allow me to go. You know what kept me from it? two parents back there on the back row that said, if you do this, there's consequences.
Amen.
That's right. You know, when I got married, I had to be at home at night at 11 o'clock. And some of you let your kids run wild to 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, man. That's right, Brother Hyatt. You know, I won't tell you how depraved I was. The only way I could do that was to go spend a night with somebody else that she thought was a pretty good person, but they wasn't as good as probably what she thought they were. I mean, my heart's deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, and there's a lot of things, friend, I'm going to tell you, the flesh will do if it can get by with it. Amen. I'm just saying this morning, thank God, how can a man say I'm saved? I wouldn't even want to say I'm saved if I hadn't been saved. What you saved from? Saved from sin. Saved from judgment. Saved from the death that a man will have to face. I'm just telling you this morning. It don't mean that I'm perfect. I'm far from it. But it does mean that I got a desire for God in my heart. And the Holy Ghost put it down when I got born again. Amen. That's right, isn't it? Isn't that right? I'm going to tell you what we've done this day and time. We want so many people to join the church before they're saved. You can't get in the church until you are saved. Do you know you can come up here this morning and give a testimony and be lying and go to hell? That's right. Amen. Listen, friend. The only hope a man's got is Jesus Christ. It's not join the church. I'm for joining the church. If you've been saved and you know you're saved, thank God you ought to be baptized by, thank God, the church. Amen.
Yeah.
That's right, ain't it? Why would I say, people, I'm saved? You've been baptized by immersion by the church. Have you given a testimony to the church? Well, I tell you what, friend, I'm gonna tell you, to get in this church, it ain't you got to give a testimony to the church. Amen. That's right. I mean, this old boy, I remember when I joined the Lutheran church. That old fella said, You got a suit? I said, yeah. And he said, how about wearing it? And he said, you ever been baptized? I said, oh, I think you sprinkled me in the Methodist church one time. And he said, that'll do. Come on. And he said, whatever I ask you, say yes to. That's what he said. So he got up here. I stood for him. And he put me in like that. Wasn't no God in it. I was lost as could be. I was a sinner, wicked, living like the devil. Amen. That didn't make me no better getting into that little old body there. Now, I'm going to tell you what, whether it's a Baptist church or a Methodist church, I'm telling you, friend, you better know it in your heart you're a new creature. Thank God, the early church, amen, sometimes they wouldn't even baptize people until they saw the fruit. I tell you, I baptize people off their profession if it's in the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you, you must be born again. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. You say, preacher, ain't many Baptist churches believe the way you do. Thank God. I was listening to old Caldwell coming to church this morning. He said a young preacher got called to preach. He said, where do you think I ought to go to school, Brother Caldwell? He said, nowhere. He said, that'd ruin you by the time you got out. Amen. I'll tell you what, I'd rather for somebody to know where I stood in God, what that Bible says, and to try to proselyte somebody. I met an old gentleman out here at the mall the other night. I was out there walking. He was sitting there, and I think I told you this. He had a little old Bible. I think it was a Jehovah's Witness. Amen. And I thought I'd go up there and just speak to him just to try to read the, thank God, the water a little bit. And I went up there, and I said, how are you today, sir? And he said, all right. And I said, you're studying your Bible? He had it turned upside down. I don't know what it was. And he said, yeah. He said, I've been serving the Lord all my life. He said, I've been traveling the seas and traveling here and traveling there. And he said, I tell you, it's a good thing to serve God. And I said, yeah, Romans 12:11 says, not slothful in business, a fervent spirit, but serving the Lord. He kind of looked at me and I said, I've been born twice. Amen. He said, well, that'll work. I said, praise God, it did work. Amen. It did. The second birth made me a new man. Thank God. Hallelujah. You're not what you used to be. It's because God saved your soul. Amen.
That's
right. I didn't ask him nothing else. I just talked to him a second and left.
You know what I thought in my mind? Making a proselyte. I'm not trying to convert nobody in this church to my religion. Or be a Hittite. So people, you a Hittite? No, praise God. Please don't take that name. That's what somebody said one time. There's a bunch of Hittites. That's a long time ago. You know, they said I was a cult leader, you know. I said, well, I ain't had them drink Kool-Aid yet. I ain't no cult leader. Praise God, I'm a preacher. I'll tell you flat-footed right now, I don't want you to follow me unless I follow Christ. And I'll tell you what, there's a greater one to follow than me, and that's His name, Jesus. He said, the Lord is my shepherd, not the pastor. He's a local shepherd that leads the flock as God leads him. And thank God to keep a church where it ought to be in the way of God. But He's not the shepherd. Thank God Jesus is the shepherd. He's the chief shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the shepherd laid down His life for the sheep. I'm telling you, thank God lives for Him this morning. Praise God. I got saved 36 years ago, about 36 years. God saved me. He put such a zeal in me. I just couldn't believe nobody didn't want Jesus. I mean, everybody got mad. I said, hey, that man's crazy. He come up and talked to me about the Lord and told me I was going to hell and didn't get saved. The people at the workplace is all getting upset up there. Boy, I had people get saved. Amen. I'm telling you, they got saved. We'd go out behind the plant during, amen, break time, Brother Todd. We'd go out there. We'd have 7 or 8 men down there bound down praying. We'd have breakfasts. People would have preachers come preach breakfasts for us up at that plant. I'm telling you, praise God, buddy. The Holy Ghost got in that thing. Amen. I'm just saying, friend, I'm telling you, hey, if you get saved, you love it. Amen. That's right. Reason you don't love it, you never have had it. Amen. Amen. That's right. You love Jesus. You love being saved. Amen. You love it. Amen. You're saved, born again. How many of you been born again? Thank God. Hey, ain't nothing in this world that God been saved. Amen. What means more to you? I preach on that neglect and salvation. He said, if we neglect so great a salvation, what means more to you? What would you say? If I ask you right now in your own mind and heart, what means more to me than anything right now in my life? I'll tell you how you answer that. What you think about more than anything else. And what you desire more than anything else. That'll answer it. Amen. He must be born again. He must be born again. You've been born again. Holy Ghost deals your heart. You ought to listen to Him while He speaks to you. Praise God. Let's stand. I appreciate you hearing the Word.